evil men and imposters to go from bad to worse, deceiving and to being deceived. What is he talking about? The same thing he just described since the middle of 2 Timothy chapter 2. People against the word. But as for you, Timothy, continue what you learn and become convinced of. What do you learn? The word. Because you know those from whom you learned it, and how from infancy you've known the Holy Scriptures, the word, which is able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. All Scripture, all the word, is God-breathed. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, reproof, correction, and instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. What is he saying? He's saying, look, Timothy, you just keep preaching the word. These people are going to oppose you. These people are going to come up against the truth. It's coming. There's a generation coming that's so full of pride. He gives you all those attributes of pride that no matter what you do, they're going to oppose you, just like Jannes and Jambres opposed Moses. He said, you just stick to the word of God. And then he begins the next chapter. And he doesn't change the subject, not even remotely close. He's been talking about the word since around verse 12 of chapter 2. He says, in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who will judge the living and the dead, and in view of God's appearing in his kingdom, I give you this charge, preach the word. How many times has he mentioned the word in scriptures and give scriptures and plead with him? He says, these people are going to oppose the word. He says, you keep preaching the word. Be prepared in season and out of season. Correct! Rebuke! Let's give someone an earful. Give them a talking down to, a chastisement. That's what it means. Encourage with great patience and careful instruction. And he tells them why. For the time, he goes back and describes again, the time will come. Well, men will not put up with sound doctrine. They won't put up with the word plainly written anymore. It's got to be changed. It's got to be over-spiritualized. It's got to be changed into something it's not. He said they won't put up with sound doctrine. Instead, to suit their own desires, they'll gather around them a great number of teachers and say what their itching ears want to hear. They'll turn their ears away from the truth, the word, and turn aside to myths. But for you, you keep your head in all situations. Endure hardship, do the work of an evangelist, discharge all the duties of your ministry. What is he saying? He said, you just stick to the word. He's a hard-hearted bunch. He said, it's just, when the Apostle Peter wrote it down, he said, just as there were false prophets in the Old Testament, he describes, he says, so will there be false teachers among you. And if anybody knows what the false prophets are doing, they were telling the people they were okay. Peace, peace. Jeremiah 6:13, he says, from the least of them to the greatest, all are greedy for gain. Prophets and priests alike all practice deceit. They dress the wound of my people, as though we're not serious. Peace, peace. They say where there's no peace. When you sit in a church your whole life and that pastor is not pleading with you to go fulfill the call of God in your life and go preach the gospel, and you can sit there for 20 years and feel comfortable, you've got a false teacher on your hands. Pastor Anthony Robles that came through here, people come into his church, within a couple years, a lot of them go down to Rhema. And I can tell you why. Because he doesn't give them an option. He lets them know that they got to fulfill the call of God on their lives. He makes that very clear to them. And I make it very clear to you. It's not optional to let your families go to hell. Because you'd rather sit around preaching at them instead of go down to Rhema and obey Jesus and follow Jesus and leave them alone and pray for them. We need to go and fulfill the call of God on our life instead of arguing with our families. It's not going to do any good. But they make baby steps. You listen to me. You're disobeying God. He says in Romans 16, verse 17, he says, I urge you, brothers, urge. He uses the word urge. I urge you, brothers, to watch out for those who cause divisions. Divisions against what? The word. I urge you, brothers, to watch out for those who cause divisions, put obstacles in your way that are contrary to the teaching, the word that you've learned. Keep away from them, he says. Keep away from them. Such people are not serving our Lord Christ, but their own appetites. By smooth talk and flattery, they deceive the minds of naive people. That's people who don't have an understanding of the word. Naive to the word. And they're able to be deceived. He talked about that. I just quoted it earlier in Ephesians 4. Every wind of doctrine, cunning and craftiness, men are deceitful scheming. Not supposed to hang around with them. It's not scripture. Let me read you a note from what Phineas Stake was a preacher. He spent over 50 years and 100,000 hours studying this book. He didn't study other people's book. He went down to the East Coast to go to Bible college, and he found just similar way to Martin Luther found that the people were not teaching what was in the Bible. He says, the Bible says this. They said, yeah, but that's just like the devil does. That doesn't mean what it says. That doesn't mean God has hands. God doesn't have hands, they told him. He said, that's a funny thing. God says he has hands, but you're telling me he doesn't have hands. God says he's got a nose, but you're telling me he doesn't have a nose. And he made it his life endeavor to never listen to any of these foolish people again, but to give surrender. A young man surrendered his life to the Word of God. And he took this book and spent 100,000 hours. I added it out at something like 4 or 5 hours a day for 50 years. Reading one book. And this is what he's got to say about these type of people. If you can't listen to what I've got to say. He says this. When he talks, I quoted it earlier in 1 Timothy chapter 6. He says, from such turn away, withdraw yourself, he uses in verse 5. He says this about it. He says, it does not mean to stay with men who are false in an effort to convert them, but to get away from them and associate with those of true faith. Jesus himself said, if you can't receive Dake's teaching, he said, if someone won't listen to your message, he said, wipe the dust off your feet and go on. He said to go on. He did not say to sit there and argue with these people. He said, you wipe the dust off your feet and you go on. And the reason he did that is because he loved them so much that he wanted to make sure that they didn't receive filthiness of spirit themselves and be indoctrinated by these false believers. He loved them so much that he said, look, don't sit there and argue with these people. You go find someone else who's humble enough to listen. You listen to me. I have gone out on the streets and I've witnessed to hundreds and hundreds of people. I have witnessed to unbelievers, and many of these unbelievers listen to what I have to say. But when I find a Christian who's been sitting in church for 20, 30 years who refuses to act upon God's word, all they do is oppose me. Who do you think's better off at the judgment? I can tell you who it is. It's the sinner. It's the sinner out there on the street who says, I'm a sinner. He acknowledges it. He says, yeah, I know I'm headed to hell, but I'm not ready to change yet. You got this hard-hearted bunch. Jesus said these people who teach this false doctrine, he says these people be punished most severely. They're worse off than the sinner when their heart becomes so hard that they want to go preach that false doctrine and deceive other people. And the reason they do it is because in order for them to be able to continue to maintain a relationship with God in their minds, it's not a real relationship. In order for them to be able to maintain a real relationship with God in their minds, without feeling guilty for the refusal to obey God's word, they've got to get other people to agree with them so they don't feel guilty. It's called a seared conscience. And they'll go everywhere to prove it. They will go from preacher to preacher, from person to person, to get other people to agree with them, because it makes them, they go home feeling good again. It's just another day to continue in your false relationship with God. The Bible says they're rejected. I just gave you all the scriptures. That's why they do it. This is why it's so important, and I warn you guys, continue. Go home and study your Bibles. Don't listen to these people. They don't know what they're talking about. Once people reject truth, change truth, fight truth, state opinions about truth, they are disobedient to God, and we're not to add to or take away from the Word of God. And all I've done is shown you what it plainly says today. Just want to encourage everybody to be in prayer and to give your life to the study of the Bible. I mean, if you can't see what I showed you today, there's no way I can help you. Only God's word can set you free at this point. I recommend a minimum of 10 chapters a day. When I worked as a machinist, I read 36 chapters a day after work and spent probably about an hour in prayer and worship every day, working 40 hours a week. You can do it. I'm only telling you to read 10 at least. I read 36. I'd read 12 chapters 3 times each. I'd read the chapter over and over to make sure I got it. I did that for quite a time. Spend time in the Word. Jesus is the Word. You want to spend time with Jesus? Right here He is. He describes who He is. Everything about Him can be found in that book. The Bible is God's Word. Don't associate. If you got people that are involved and they reject truth and they hear parts of truth but they won't hear others, and they've been a believer for many years, you bring them the truth one time, tell them like it is, and then leave them alone. This is not about you. This is about obeying God's word. He's trying to protect you Because you're going to bring yourself down a road of deception. He says deceiving and being deceived. That means those type of people have the power to be very deceptive and cause other people to be deceived. Stay away from them. Even if they're your family, avoid them. And like the man of God said, surround yourself with believers of like faith. People who are humble, who receive truth. Hang around with people in your church. Don't associate with these other people if you talk to them and they won't receive truth. If they reject these things. Bible means what it says. There's no reason to add to or take away from it. Hallelujah. Let me pray for you. Everybody say these words. Say, I can.
I can.
Do all things.
Do all things.
Through Christ who strengthens me.
Strengthens.
Greater is He.
That is in me.
Than he that is in the world. I'm strong in the Lord.
And the power of His might.
With long life. God will satisfy me and show me His salvation. No weapon formed against me will prosper. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, amen. You're blessed.